This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are rumblings, murmurings, if you will, of some kind of deal between the U.S. and China that'll put President Trump's next round of tariffs on hold again. More to come Saturday from Osaka, Japan, where the president and Chinese President Xi Jinping are supposed to meet on the sidelines of the G20. Up in the air, what'll happen with Huawei, the Chinese technology giant so much in the news of late? We, though, here on this program, are going to focus today not on the company and the U.S. sanctions it faces, but the city that created it, Shenzhen, on the far southern tip of China, just a stone's throw from Hong Kong. Shenzhen is sometimes called the Silicon Valley of China, which, aside from Huawei, has created a bunch of multi-billion dollar tech companies. Marketplace's Scott Tong is just back from Shenzhen, where optimists are hoping they will still be able to keep producing world-leading technology despite the trade war with America.
The world's top companies in telecom, drones, electric vehicles, iPhone making, all were born in Shenzhen, China. Now, one way to observe this booming tech city is to see it through the eyes of one of the entrepreneurs trying to make it here. I visit the office of Do No Kid, a software company with a program that pairs Chinese preschoolers with native-speaking teachers far away. Think FaceTime for language class. On one screen, a teacher in Spain sings and chats live with her student, a Chinese toddler named Elsa.
So Elsa, Elsa.
While on the other screen, Elsa's mom tries to chase her down. She has crawled off screen. Do No founder Monica He grew up in China and studied linguistics at the University of Chicago. Then she picked Shenzhen as the most enticing place to start her venture.
After a lot of thinking, I thought, you know, Shenzhen is great. The government gave me a free office space. You know, as we stay here longer, we gradually discover the ecosystem here is quite good.
An ecosystem that has nurtured titans like Huawei, which the U.S. considers a national security threat, and Foxconn, which assembles your iPhone. What's in Shenzhen's ecosystem? Well, one element is government support.
We have gotten 400,000 RMB award from the Shenzhen government.
That's nearly 60 grand U.S. Shenzhen makes big bets on innovation, including green technology. By government decree, every cab here is electric, as is every public bus, which helped turn Shenzhen's startup automaker BYD into the world's largest electric vehicle company. Ecosystem factor number two is speed. In just 40 years, Shenzhen exploded from a fishing village to a tech giant. And at the center is a chaotic electronics market. It's called Huachangbei. In stall after stall, high-rise after high-rise, merchants hawk chipsets, finished computers, drones packed up the ship. There's a lot of packing tape here. You can shop for a surveillance camera, or buy a bootleg one, or design one yourself. David Li runs Shenzhen's Open Innovation Lab.
Today, people estimated about 90% of the electronics used globally are produced in this one city.
He says Huachangbei began as an electronics outsourcing spot, but soon it became a tinkerer's haven for rapid innovation. One scrappy startup turned out a smartphone called Thunderstorm.
The Thunderstorm form has 7 speakers, and it has the volume of a boombox.
It was made for construction workers. Li calls this collision of geeks, parts, and ideas Shenzhen mashup.
It's a mashing up of what's out there and probing what's possible.
It is true that ideas get stolen here, so you have to move fast to stay ahead. Ecosystem element number three is location. Shenzhen is right by Hong Kong, which has more academic freedom than mainland China and better research, says Monica He.
In terms of multilingual research, I would say Hong Kong is a lot more advanced, so I can really access a lot more academic resources there.
Hong Kong research led to the founding of Shenzhen drone maker DJI. It's now the world's largest. Erwin Huang, a veteran of Apple, now at Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, says DJI's founder began his company at Huang's university.
So this guy, even though not good in studying, started creating his own drone and actually built a team that actually won the Japanese Robocon competition. So that's how he learned. His professor became his first investor.
It is stories like these that lured Monica He to Shenzhen, which to her measures up to Silicon Valley.
I've heard a lot of good things in other startup hubs like the Bay Area, but we believe this will be the next one.
The Chinese government thinks so. It has just given the Greater Shenzhen Hong Kong area an ambitious new name, the Greater Bay Area. In Shenzhen, China, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
We'll see more of how the U.S.-China rivalry is going to play out once the G20 actually starts. As for who gets invited to that big meeting, it's got a pretty complicated history, and we will tell you all about it at marketplace.org.